Afternoon.
How's everyone doing?
Great. Yeah.
I don't suppose they have any Lysol in this microphone. It's a pleasure to see you all here, and it's a pleasure to be in Detroit. This is my hometown, I like to say.
Yeah. Woo. Yeah.
I was born in New York, but of course this is like my second home. Well, we're going to play my mother's music and things from some of her earliest recordings, some things from her most latest recordings, I should say. And again, I'm always kind of rendered speechless when I think about my mother, how important she was to me and to so many. You know, it's hard for me to even grasp the fact that she is not here anymore. You know, your mom can be like your world, you know, your universe, and you just are in this orbit, you know, around this individual. And when they're not there, you feel like, yeah, you're floating in space a little bit. So I'm still trying to balance and understand all of, you know, this new reality for me. But being able to play her music, I guess now, I hope it's going to be a step for me to get closer to that new reality. And being able to make this music with musicians that were so important to my mother, it's a double honor. Again, this is Jack DeJohnette on the drums. This is Charlie Heaton on bass. Yeah. This is Jerry Allen on piano. Yeah. This is Brandy Younger on harp. This is Ed Feldman on tabla and tambourine. We're going to start with a piece that was recorded on her last Impulse record. It's the title of the song. It's called Translator Light.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Peace called Jaga Dishwar.
tell you in a way you can't see. It's actually a picture you're trying to see it. Thank you.
Thank you.
Yes!
last piece was a beautiful composition written by the great bassist, Charlie Hayden. Charlie composed that song for my mother in 1976, and he recorded it with her on an album called Closeness. There's also another record called The Golden Number. The Golden Number.
Okay.
Charlie made these beautiful records and these duets, and he recorded with Keith Jarrett and Ornette Coleman, my mother, and that was something that he recorded in 1976. And he wrote it for her back then. And it's just a very beautiful piece of music called Form to Rio. Before that, oh yeah, another lamp. Before that, we played a piece that was on my mother's, one of her early Impulse records, a record called Tao El Baud. A piece called Blue Nile. And we're going to continue on with maybe one more piece. A piece called Journey in Satchitananda.
Thank you. Thank you. Brandon Younger. Give him some love. Can we get one more?
One more!
Yeah. Thank you. We're going to play just a short piece. It was one of the last compositions my mother wrote. It was written probably around the beginning of 2006 and performed for the first time in the fall of 2006. She passed away in January 2007. So this music is, again, has got so much meaning for me, and just remembering her through this music. It's a piece called Universe.
Thank you.
Thank you, Robbie Coltrane. Thank you. Sherry Allen, thank you. Jackie Jeanette, thank you. Charlie Hayden, thank you. Thank you, Charlie Hayden.